Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Denise is having a major issue with her husband, and I'm just going to let her explain what's going on, Denise.
I'm just beyond upset with my husband. Recently, we were on a trip and hanging out by this pool. And we started talking to a younger couple who were, you know, they were just celebrating their engagement, which is so sweet. And I was asking the future bride about her dress, you know, the venue, hairstyles, all that stuff.
All the fun stuff.
Exactly. My husband was, you know, he was chatting nearby with the groom-to-be. And I overheard my husband say that he wouldn't recommend marriage because he will, quote, have the hard life. And that she'll have the easy life if it's anything like our marriage.
Oh.
Yeah. I blew it off, you know, because they were drinking and, you know, I thought he was joking because, you know, obviously that would be a joke.
Yeah.
You know, fast forward to a couple weeks, you know, to Easter, and we were at my cousin's house and her daughter just got engaged the night before. And, you know, as all the ladies were in the room, you know, checking out her ring and all that and asking details, I overhear my husband again say the same thing to the boyfriend, right? And this time he was sober and also in front of five of my other family members, my family members, when he said it.
That's becoming a thing.
Right.
So, of course, I couldn't let it go. On the ride home, I asked him, you know, why he keeps saying this. He said, you know, why are you so surprised? I wouldn't recommend marriage. Of course, you're surprised. You don't see how easy it is for you to stay at home, be a, you know, stay-at-home mom. You know, our youngest child is 12. So I've been raising these kids their entire lives.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just started crying. And then I got so angry. I mean, I raised three of his children, and it's just so disrespectful, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't talk for like a full day. The next night I did tell him how bad it hurt me. And he said that, you know, not nearly as bad as you're hurting us by just coasting and letting me carry all of the family's burden.
Oh,
dude.
Wow. Like everything you tell me gets just a little worse.
Like this is pent up. Like he's been holding this in for a while.
I thought it was a mood at first, right? When he first did it. So then, and after a couple of days, you know, I brought it up again and he just said, well, now I guess you know how I feel. I love you to death, but if I had to do it all over again, I would put some non-negotiables in place. I mean, non-negotiables. I mean, can we even get beyond that? I don't know.
I am impressed how calmly you are telling us this story. I'd be like, and then you know what this bleeper had to say. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bring it down, Des. Right. Bring it down. Clearly, we have too many feelings right now to actually say anything on our side. I think we just need to go to the phones, Wes.
Okay. Christy in Minneapolis. What do you think, Christy?
I am so angry on her behalf. Mm-hmm. There are a few different ways that she could go about it. I would start probably by making a list of all the things she does that he does not do. And particularly when it comes to planning things, women are very undervalued for the amount of time and energy it takes to just to plan things.
Yes.
Whether that be planning your weekday, planning when to do certain household tasks, which she probably also does,
mm-hmm.
planning birthday parties, planning play dates with the kids and their friends. You know, make a list of all the things she does that he is obviously not appreciating. I would highly recommend therapy because obviously I think they kind of need it if he's feeling resentful and obviously she is feeling very hurt. Or she could give him the option of, hey, you know, you don't like being married. We don't have to be married.
Oh, that's just sad. I love, though, you seem more fired up than she did.
Yeah.
It was so matter of fact, but I think she's almost like numb to it. She is so upset. That's when you end up calling a radio station.
That is true.
But that is really good advice.
I would probably be numb too because,
yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine my partner ever feeling that way. And
right? I would be crushed.
It's heartbreaking.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. That's really great advice.
Okay, thank you.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, no.
God, I cut off the love yous.
Oh. We love you.
Love you, Christy.
Gosh, dang it.
Amanda, North Branch, you need to redo terms and conditions, you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I really think they really need to sit down and have a conversation about like the terms and conditions of her staying at home. I think he's at a point where he's feeling resentful and maybe he thought this was an agreement or arrangement going through a certain age of
yeah.
the kids and he didn't feel safe to bring his feelings up. And now he has resentment about it, and it's causing a wedge. He clearly didn't do it in the right way, but I think she needs to step back and say, what are these feelings about, and what needs to change for him? He was not appropriate in the way he did it, but these terms and conditions of her being a stay-at-home mom, maybe he didn't expect this to be a forever plan.
Right. If their youngest child is 12, she's still a stay-at-home mom. Though, then again, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She was doing stuff for us well into high school. My mom was so busy all the time with three kids. So,
oh, absolutely.
I mean, it is crazy. Somebody, I mean, you're on one side. Somebody is texting and saying she needs to get a job. The youngest is 12, for crying out loud. He's obviously stressed about finances. She needs to help.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, thanks, Amanda from North Branch. I love you. I just want to get that out of the way before I hang up on you on accident. Lisa in Plymouth is saying that same thing that you just said, Des. She should have a job if her youngest is 12. You think that, Lisa, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well, I was blessed to be a stay-at-home mom until my kids, well, when they started school, when they were one, or first grade, not one.
Okay.
I was like, well, I should be contributing too. Like, it's time to go get a job during the day when your kids are at school. There's things you could do during school days or work at the school or do something, like, to contribute. Obviously, it's upsetting your husband, and she should be helping out.
I know. It just sucks the way he did it. First, it was a drunken confession to people they don't know, and then you feel like an idiot. And then it's to family after they get engaged. It's like, seriously? You're not happy. Wow.
Right. Well, I mean, I agree. He shouldn't be saying to other people. He should be telling her, but he should get a job. That's just the way it is.
Oh, boy. All right.
Thanks a lot, Lisa. Sarah in Bloomington also thinks that the husband's right in this
really?
Situation. Right, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah.
And why is that?
I've been married since I was 20 years old. I have three kids. I had my first at 17, but I've been with my husband for over 23 years now, and I've always worked two jobs. I don't understand why she's still at home with these kids.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I get it. And I know different situations work for people. People are saying, I do everything she does, plus I work a full-time job. They need to discuss it and figure it out. You know, they need to communicate. But then, you know, toward the beginning, she was getting a lot of support saying, you know what, better than just saying everything she does, she should itemize everything and then bill him for it.
Oh, see, I feel like if you're getting to that level, then you're done. I think it's time to move on.
And that just might be the case if he's that bitter.
I mean, if he's that bitter and things are becoming where you have to do, a tally sheet of what one person's doing over the other, and then you start billing, I think you need to just find somebody who makes you happy, who balances out your things. Because everybody's got something in a relationship. So, like, you have to balance it. I think you have to have a real good conversation and figure it out, because it does not sound like happy times are ahead for them.
No, it doesn't.
So, okay, all right. Well. Yeah, perfect. Thank you for your calls and your texts for Love 'Em or List 'Em.